Today's date is November 23rd, 2019. Today my message is it doesn't matter if you are hurt and given away. Because God loves us all and He accepts us just who we are. It does hurt when you're adopted because you don't understand why your real parents gave you away or what you had to go through. But, you know, God has it all under control. I have a song today that says, "Something beautiful, something good, all of my confusion, He understood. All I had to offer Him was brokenness and strife, but He made something beautiful in my life." I'm going to repeat it one more time to everybody. All. "Something beautiful, something good, all of my confusion, He understood. All I had to offer Him was brokenness and strife, but He made something beautiful of my life." I was adopted and to an individual. No matter how you are treated, you are able to decide how you respond to it. It will determine how people treat you and the course of your life. You will go around and around until those situations be handled in a right and positive manner. I know because it has happened to me over and over again. Yes, everyone has a story, but let the Lord handle you and your decisions and your growth in life. I've been fault finding for years, but I've learned that every situation and test is a lesson and it is an experience and a lesson to us all. When you put expectations on parents and other people and they let you down, you are seeking the wrong attention. My first scripture is in Proverbs 15:1. It says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." I'm going to tell you, people are not going to always tell you things that you may like to hear. But sometimes it is good to not lift your voice in anger and disagreement so harsh. Because, like I said, the soft answer turneth away that which is angry and disappointed to you. You know, and don't be frustrated and come, because frustration comes behind anger. Because then condemnation comes where you be done said something out your mouth that you didn't mean to say. And once you say it, you cannot take it back. It does damage someone and everybody. So you have to watch what you say in every situation. Okay, my next scripture is Deuteronomy 29:29. And it says, "And the Lord rooted them." No, that's not 29, it's 28. Okay, it says, "The secret things belongs unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belongs to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the law." Let me tell you something. God shares what He wants you to know in life. things that belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. Making the right decision. 8 ways of making right decision. Pay attention. Pay attention to your motives and why you feel the way you feel. Number 2, take your own advice. If you want to give advice to somebody else, you got to take your own advice. You must first be a doer of what you say. You can't just tell somebody something and you don't do it yourself. Number 3, keep your conscience clear. Let me tell you something. If you say the word and throw it inside of your mouth, your conscience is going to beat you up. Your conscience is going to tell you, oh, look at here. Who do you think you are? You know? So you got to pay attention to what goes on and keep your conscience clear. Number 4, detach from negative emotions. Hey, that is the most important thing. Do not be around people who give you negative words, give you negative reaction, give you negative responses. Stick around people that give you positive and good things and good words, especially the word of God, that will lift you up and help you in your future to let you know that they care and love you. You know, okay? Number 5. Know your influences. That's number 5. People that you're around, what kind of influences are they giving you? Is it negative or is it positive? You know, because all my life I thought negative. I didn't even like authority because I was so mistreated. But you know what? I thank God for the chastening that my mother and my father gave me, because if they hadn't and just let me have my way and everything, oh man, I would be a mess. And a lot of children, they have their way and everything, and the parents don't chastise them or nothing, because this law is that you can't touch the children. But if you chastise a child, let me tell you something, you're doing that child some good, because they will learn to respect you and honor you. You don't chastise them, they're going to cuss you out. They're going to talk about you like a dog in your face and be trying to hit you and stuff. So you got to be around right influence. And number 6 is follow your first instinct. Your first instinct is going to be what the Lord is telling you to do. And he's going to tell you to do what's positive, not what's negative. Number 7, don't cross red flags. Because red, those things that mean you no good. Here's what you do. You overcome your confusion and find joy. Number 1, accept where you are. You got to have an acceptance spirit. Because all things work together for the good to those that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Even if you're a child, you can be called by the Lord. And number 2 is take a deep breath. I don't know what to do, and it is okay. You may not know what to do right then in that situation. Just take a deep breath and then say, okay, it's okay if I don't know. You know, but keep on going. Keep on going and encourage yourself. Number 3, focus on what you know. Not what you guess, not what you think, but what you know is right to do. Number 4, be patient. I mean, a lot of y'all, young people, oh man, y'all want stuff instantly and microwavable, which is quick. Honey, that is not the best way. You have to wait on some things, because the best things are to those who wait, because then they won't run into error or they won't run into wrongdoing. My next scripture is 1 Peter 5:7, and it says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. That means every problem, every situation, just give it to the Lord. Just talk to him about it. Let him know how you're feeling. Let him know that you don't understand what's going on right now. But Lord, I give it to you, because you know my direction. You know the path that I must take. So you have to give it to the Lord. My next scripture is Psalms 55:22. And it says, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Now, if you're doing right stands with the Lord, hey, yeah, you're going to go through some trials and so you're going to go through some tribulation, but it's all for your learning and it's all for your good. You understand? And it say, freedom in the Lord is the best freedom you can ever have. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. That's a song, and that's an old song, but it's a true song. I've learned that, you know, because the way you act as a child growing up and at situation, God, people will labor you. And I mean, they will labor you in your adulthood. So you can't go around having something on your shoulder or a chip on your shoulder all the time. You got to give it to the Lord, especially when you're young, because when that which you long learned in the flesh, you will do in the spirit. And if you be free in the flesh and give everything to the Lord in prayer, you will do the same thing in the spirit. And when you are an adopted child, you always wonder, why did you give me up? And we may find out why, and it may cause us to grieve, but when the Lord opens the heart of the doors to people who will have a patient love and care and concern toward you and your happiness, that is what you need to treasure. Because it isn't where you have come from, but where you are going. Genesis 21, this story about Jacob, Esau and Jacob. Okay, Jacob was the younger brother. They were twins. But it was revealed in the Old Testament that the younger will rule the older one. And it happened, and it's true. I'm going to read. I might skip some, but I'm going to read some of it. It say, Genesis 27:1 says, and it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his oldest son, and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here am I. And he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison, and make the savory meat such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And his wife, oh boy, sometimes women can do some things, boy. And his wife Rebekah heard when Isaac said to Esau, his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt the venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, behold, I heard your father speak unto Esau, thy brother, saying, bring me some venison and make me savory meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me some thence 2 kids of goats, and I will make them savory meat that thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, and he may eat, that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, behold, Esau my brother is hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made some savory meat, such as the father loved. And Rebekah looked goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. I'll tell you something. She didn't want, the father really adored Esau, but Rebekah, the wife, oh man, she loved Jacob. Oh, she wanted the best for Jacob at all times. You understand? So she did what she needed to do to for Jacob to be blessed. And she put the skin of the kids of the goat upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared unto the hands of her son Jacob. And it came unto, and he came unto his father and said, "My father," he said, "here am I. Who art thou, my son?" And Jacob said unto his father, "I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou hast biddeth me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, and thy soul may bless me." And Isaac said unto his son, "How is it that thou foundest so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord thy God brought it to me." And Isaac said unto Jacob, "Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not." And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and he said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands in my hand is the hands of Esau." And he deceived him not, because his hands was hairy, and his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, "Art thou my very son Esau?" And he said, "I am." And he said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, and that thy soul may bless thee." And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, "Come near now, and kiss me, my son." And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, "See, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore God gave thee the dew of heaven and the fattest of the earth and the plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's son bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be everyone that blessed thee." And it came to pass as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone from the presence of Isaac his father, then Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he said also he had made the savory meat and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul bless me." And Isaac his father said unto him, "Who art thou?" And he said, "I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau." And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is he that has taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed." And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, "Bless me, even me also, my father." And he said, "Thy brother came in subtuny and has taken away thy blessing." He said, "It is not he rightly Jacob, for he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessings." And he said, "Hast thou not reserved the blessing for me?" Okay, look. When it says that Jacob took his birthright, yes, he took his birthright, because it was earlier in their life, Jacob was making some stew. I say so because, and it smelled so good. And Esau, after working out in the field, he came and he said, "Oh my God, am I so hungry?" And he said, "Please give me some of that stew." And Jacob said, "Mm-mm. Only way you're going to get this stew, brother boy, is if you give me your birthright." And he said, "What? Really?" And he said, "Oh yeah, that's the only way you're going to get some of this." And Jacob was, Esau was so very hungry. He said, "Okay, here, take the birthright." So that's how he got his birthright, because he gave it up just for a pot of stew. Don't give up stuff that God has blessed you with for little or nothing. Keep hold of what God has given you and use it for the edification of yourself and to bless others. Let me tell you something. God loves his people and he will bless you. So he done gave away his birthright and Jacob done stole his blessing. You understand? So you got to, you know, your life was predestinated before you was even put in your mother's womb. God ordained and gave you a purpose from your mother's womb. So learn what that purpose is. Grab a hold of it and run and grow and love and give and live, because God loves us all. That song say, "Jesus loves." Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. That's a kid song. I learned that when I was a kid. I'm telling you. Children, teenagers, young adults, whether you have a natural mother or an adopted parent, love with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all your strength, because you can accomplish what you put your mind and set your mind to do. All he wants you to do is make an effort, and he will anoint that effort just by faith. Walk into your destination. And I love you, and God bless you. Goodbye.